did. The son exclaims there'll be nothing to do to. Her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, light morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace were being tried. Stand up for me. State your peace tonight. Stand up for me. State your peace.
And we start the second hour off the beaten path. Steve Elkins here. And I just want to let you know of my email address if you ever want to contact me, send me some articles. That's always nice. Feedback. If you're going to get nasty, then don't email me. Offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. We do have a chat room that Mer started up a while back called offthebeatenpath.chattango.com. And I didn't get a chance to get in there today, offthebeatenpath.chattango.com. And you know what? I kind of timed that wrong, this clip. So we're just going to go ahead and replay the entire clip. It's a 4 minute and 39 second clip. I should have started a little later, but let's go ahead and do the whole entire clip. It's not going to be that big a deal. Let's do it all over again. And Tucker Carlson talking about the caravan.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. If you've been watching the other channels lately, there is at least one thing you've learned about the caravan of Central American migrants currently marching toward our southern border. The whole thing is no big deal. These are nice people, every single one of them, much better people than you are. They have the deep moral authority that comes from living in a third world country, unlike you, Mr. Pampered Suburbanite. They're not invaders. They are future model Americans. There is nothing at all to worry about, we're told. Well, that's been the chorus from politicians and news anchors who think they're politicians for weeks and weeks now. If you have any concern at all about this caravan, you are a bad person. In fact, you, sir, are a racist.
All of this for a group of people, a lot of whom are mothers and children, who pose no imminent threat to the United States.
To call this an invasion, it might be the most pathetic invasion of a country in world history if this were actually an invasion, but of course it's not.
The president sending troops to the border to deal with a caravan that hasn't proven to be violent.
Stop saying they're monsters. They're more mothers than monsters. Don't say it. Why don't any of you say that?
There's the line of the day. More mothers than monsters. Turns out that's not quite right. More brothers than mothers, actually. According to the Border Patrol, the caravan is, in fact, about 70% single men. Not families, women, and children, but overwhelmingly single men. According to Mexico's own ambassador, many in the group are, quote, very violent. That's what he recently told NPR. So to restate, the caravan is, in fact, heavily male and highly dangerous. When the Mexican ambassador says that to public radio, what you're looking at, obviously, is racism, more right-wingery. Just kidding. What we're actually seeing is relentless dishonesty from the very people who are paid to inform us. There's nothing to worry about, they tell us, like we're children. But they don't really know that. They don't really know anything. They are wholly ignorant and yet utterly self-confident. They are good at moralizing and light on facts. So who exactly is in the caravan? A lot of them probably are what they appear to be, poor people from disorganized countries looking for a better life. It's understandable. But are some of them gang members too? How about drug dealers or human traffickers? Shut up, say the news anchors. Don't ask those questions. But if you really cared about America, you'd want answers to those questions. You would insist on knowing. Would you let your kids sleep at a stranger's house? Probably not. You love your kids. Our leaders ought to feel the same way about us. They don't. Instead, they see their own countrymen as the real threat. In the minds of the people making our country's rules, foreigners are always superior to Americans. Watch Don Lemon explain.
So we have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, up to the right. And we have to start doing something about them. There is no travel ban on them. There is no ban on, you know, they had the Muslim ban. There is no white guy ban. So what do we do about that?
We have to start doing something about them, Don Lemon says. Keep in mind that he's talking about an entire racial group currently living in this country. What exactly does Don Lemon have in mind for, quote, them? Deportation? Internment camps? More affirmative action? It would be good to know. Some of us would like to tell our sons what's coming. We contacted CNN today to ask them what they plan to, quote, start doing to this dangerous group of racially defective Americans. They never replied. Maybe Lemon will be more specific about his plans on tonight's show. But without even hearing the details, it's pretty clear where the people on TV stand. They instinctively side with foreign nationals over American citizens every time. If you're wondering why they're far more upset about migrant camps in Mexico than homeless encampments in Orange County, that's why. Just yesterday in the New York Times, a columnist called Michelle Goldberg noted approvingly, the Democrats can win elections in Georgia if the bad old people who don't agree with her agenda are displaced by a large group of new people who do. Her piece was entitled, "We Can Replace Them." Imagine writing something like that about your fellow Americans. Imagine running it in your newspaper. They didn't think twice, because that's how they really feel.
He gets it. So they're not a threat. They are not an imminent threat. Again, misreported the whole situation. It's more females than males. And we say now it's showing 70% single male. Well, let's just go back to what happened. We don't hear about it too much anymore in Europe, but all the rapes that were happening and the Muslim men coming there that were brought in and how they basically didn't want to listen to the culture or the laws of those areas. So if this caravan gets through, I won't call it a caravan. It's a mob. It's a mob. It's not a caravan. Every one of them is going to be saying basically the same story. They've been coached. Asylum. Asylum. Well, we'll have to let you in. We can't do it. There are so many reasons why. First of all, we have a rule of law in this country, and I think it's a pretty fair law, the immigration law. We could speed it up a little bit, I think, maybe, possibly. I had a guest on the show, I'm the guy to say 6 months ago, my next door neighbor, Rocky from Peru, did it by the legal means. Took him 6 years to actually become a citizen. That's pretty long to do. But he gutted it out, and he did it the right way. He didn't just show up and skip out and basically hide from the authorities. He did it the right way. And he's actually very offended by people who actually decide not to do it by the legal means that he did it. He doesn't believe anybody should jump to the front of the line, and I don't either. But through time, we've seen let's say they're not. Let's just say they're not a physical threat. They are an economical threat to you and I, the taxpayers. They're coming here. They have no jobs. They have no homes. They need health care. They need this. They need that. And here we have those videos we played on RBN in Orange County and other places where you have homeless people. You have veterans who don't have necessities, who are living in tents. This, people, is a make-or-break situation for President Trump. President Donald Trump needs to stand up firm. He needs to be a president. This is the time. This is the make-or-break situation for him. If he does not do well on this, if he does not stand up strong and push back and on the rule side of law and allows this migration to get into the United States, it is a green light of welcome. The welcome mat comes out. Every country will say to their starving people, their oppressed people, you don't like it here, go to America, because they'll let you in. We are erasing the middle class. The wealthy are staying wealthy. The poor will always be poor. The middle class is disappearing. This is a financial threat. It's also probably an imminent physical threat because many of these men have records. They're part of gangs. Didn't we have enough problem with MS-13 gangs? We're going to be seeing diseases we've never seen before, which is going to be great for the pharmaceutical industry because they'll come up with a vaccine that they'll make it mandatory that you must have this vaccine now. It's going to work out really well for them financially, isn't it? And lock up your daughters. If these men make it in, you're going to have to be worrying about the safety of your daughters. That's a fact. We just look to Europe for that. We're going to the phones. Mike in Arizona, you're on Off the Beaten Path.
Yes, Steve. I got a couple of comments about both of the deals in this last clip. You mentioned the stuff about Don Lemon and banning the white people and this caravan. It seems to me, back in the 1980s, they tried to do a similar stunt with banning the white people in Rhodesia and South Africa.
Correct.
And we've all witnessed what happens when people are stupid enough. They go in here, they build these great big gleaming cities, they bring the people in, and somebody steps in and says, you got to get out of the way and let these people take over. And yep. Now those countries can't even feed themselves. Rhodesia used to be the breadbasket of Africa. They'd produce enough food that they could alleviate the famine all over the continent. And they discovered the diamonds and the gold down in South Africa, and it's not very good down there. I guess there's a guy, his name is Pastor Manning, a black guy, talked about the long-legged Mac Daddy. He made some pretty good comments about what happens when you surrender your country to people that aren't fit to run those countries.
Right.
The second issue has to do with this convoy. There is a gentleman in the United States custody. His name is El Chapo Guzman Larrea.
Right.
And they made a big deal about when he escaped from El Poblano prison down in Mexico. The news media made a big deal when he was captured. They made a big deal of when he was extradited to the United States to stand trial. And the thing that I'm not hearing from anywhere, and as best of my knowledge that the information I have in the last 10 days, is El Chapo's trial starts tomorrow in New York City. And I don't hear anyone on our side, on their side, on NPR's side, on nobody's side. And one other thing, too, that the government, in their exculpatory evidence, the Brady material that they turned over to El Chapo's lawyers, that El Chapo has never been the head of the Sinaloa cartel. So the news media, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox, or anybody that happens to stumble on this, let's listen to them keep saying that El Chapo's the head of the Sinaloa cartel, which he isn't. The United States federal government has admitted that back in July when they turned over the evidence to the trial. And the third issue, again, I'm not hearing anyone discuss this, that part of these migrants that are coming up from Central America, we hear about Honduras and Guatemala, but there's also another country down there and jammed in that same general vicinity. It's called El Salvador.
Right.
And if you recall back in the civil wars that they were having in the 70s and the 80s, in El Salvador, they had an umbrella group of these communist insurgents, and it developed and morphed into a group they called the FMLN, Fabruno Marti Le Liberation Nationale, or something like that. But the current president of El Salvador used to be one of the commanders in this umbrella group of the FMLN. I think his name is Salvador Seren. I think it's spelled C-E-R-E-N. So that's just some food for thought of about, you know, when you were talking about the convoy and is it a distraction and is it something and is it not something and what are they trying to keep from us? And, you know, I agree with that, but I'm just, you know, and all of a sudden they certainly made a big deal when they busted through the fence down in Mexico with their Molotov cocktails and bricks upside the head. And now all of a sudden they're just peaceful people looking for their first welfare check. And I'm suspecting part of it about the El Chapo trial starting tomorrow. So if we're going to downplay the convoy, then when we don't report on the trial of El Chapo Guzman, then it all just goes away. And kind of in a parting shot, also pertaining to Mexico, they make this big deal about this reporter Khashoggi. in Saudi Arabia and Turkey and all this stuff. But once again, I noticed that the mainstream media never reports anything whatsoever of about what's going on down in Mexico, because they usually have, about three or four reporters, whether it's print, bloggers, TV, radio, that get killed every month in Mexico just across the border. And they never mention anything about the 132 candidates for office back in their 1st of July election that were executed by the cartels, everything. Yeah. So I appreciate your show. Thank you very much for your time, and later.
Thank you. Appreciate it. No, he's correct. Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Mexico is tailing on to end of this, this mob rule here. I'm kind of confused. Well, we've been hearing a lot of different numbers. I remember when the caravan was first spotted, they said it was on 3,000, 3,500. It went to 5,000, went to 7,000, jumped a little bit, 10,000, 14,000, 15,000, now up to 20,000. And now I'm hearing mainstream media, somebody threw out the number of 10,000. So you're telling me it was a high peak of 20,000 people. Now you tell me 10,000 people dropped off. There's something funny about that whole issue of the numbers, but you know, we know mainstream media loves to use numbers to enrage us, get us to fear, the fear factor of numbers themselves. It can be very quite alarming sometimes. But this is a make or break situation for President Donald Trump. It really is. I don't think it, to be honest with you, I think this is a pretty, there's an easy solution to this problem. You have a National Guard, you put them on the borders, and you use these direct energy weapons. They have these little crowd dispersion satellite type dishes that actually throw heat waves out, and you just simply push them back. You can't let them in this country. If you let this happen, if this is the anthill being kicked and the ants just scattering once they get over the border, we're in trouble. We are in trouble. It's a green light. It's a green light to every other country to say, hey, look, it's pretty simple. All you got to do is have the numbers and overwhelm their borders. That's it. And we have no borders anymore. So you can forget the border wall. What good is a border wall if you can't even control the border entry? It's pointless to build a wall and have your border being able to be purged, walk through, or run through. We're in trouble. This is, like I said, we're going to see a lot more other problems. It's not, just innocent babes and children and stuff. This is the lie that mainstream media is telling you. And as Tucker Carlson said, 70% of them are single males. Okay, the lie again from the mainstream media. The truth is they are a threat. They're a financial threat. They are a physical threat. I'm glad that Donald Trump had the guts to say it. I haven't heard anybody else talk about this anchor baby issue. Mike Rivera talked about it, the 14th Amendment that was written, and that's going to be probably part of his problem of writing an executive order to go beyond outside the amendment itself. But the amendments, the Constitution applies only to citizens. It should not apply to a person that's not a citizen. So why can't a executive order take care of our problem with this? It's going to kill us, people. Hospitals are closing from all these anchor babies. They are costly. We'll be right back. This is Off the Beaten Path.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5. Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
This is Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. You know, the old saying goes, if it bleeds, it leads. And I never hear too many people talking about it. Of course, we never hear it in the mainstream media. But if it bleeds, it leads. There has to be a money source to creating this situation where somebody is getting money. They're getting resources. They're getting food, water. They're getting even transportation, this caravan, this mob caravan that's going to be coming in the United States this week sometime. So who's behind it all? Who's funding it all? Who's paying the bills? Well, I would assume the chief globalist himself, Mr. George Soros, would be the person behind that. But you never hear the word sedition. Anybody ever hear that word sedition? Somebody who's trying to take down the government, undermine the government itself, take it down. And that's exactly what's going on here. This is a globalist movement, part of the Agenda 21 movement of globalization in this country. And caller earlier talked about South Africa. Well, I had Karen Smith on this show a while back. I need to give her a call again. It's too bad that she could not do a show on this network. Some other family issues with her preventing her from doing so. But she gave us an insight to what happens when the population is squeezed out. Basically, diversity is a white genocide, and now you're seeing white South Africans that are being slaughtered and pushed out of their own, you know, killed. If they're not pushed out, they're killed, slaughtered in their own country, South Africa. It's been theorized by the year 2040, white America will be a minority in its own country. Well, how do you think that happens? How do you think that happens, that white America just disappears and basically those inhabitants coming from other countries just take over and have more children, and white America doesn't have families, doesn't have large families. They don't produce. They don't have children. Their responsibilities, they can't afford them. The other side ends up becoming the dominant force who controls the politics later on. We're going to go back to the phone here. Dr. Kelly, I believe you're in Texas. You're on Off the Beaten Path.
Oh, hey. Calling in from Northern California, checking in with you and thanking you for your show and your work. And
thank you.
Boy, what an adventure it's been these last weeks and months. And, you know, it's really incredible to see all of the just devout and self-proclaimed communists stating their position in the election materials and in what is the candidate statement.
Mm-hmm. I agree. What's your theory? What's going to happen with this caravan, this mob coming? Is it going to make it through, Dr. Kelly?
Oh, I think not. I think that we're going to see biblical proportions unfolding here. I think that the whole army will be defeated and have to return to their home country. And I think that that money would have been used a lot more wisely to provide water and clean drinking water for these people in their own locations, to provide agriculture, to provide livestock, and to teach them how to be more resourceful and self-sufficient and not come here and plunder the U.S.
Right. You know, Dr. Kelly, I would think it would be easier to get back your country if you had a corrupt government to seize it, to take it over, and stay in your homeland rather than to say, I'm packing in my bags, I'm leaving, I'm going to go somewhere else. And it's a crapshoot whether I'll survive there or not, or I'll do well. It amazes me that these people, if they're really leaving for asylum because of whether political or violence or drug wars or whatever, that they'd rather say, they throw in the towel and say, you know what, I'll just go to America and start over there, rather than seize and take your country back. It's amazing that it's like the Minutemen here. To save this country, to fight back, to beat back the British, I would think that other countries would feel the same way of keeping their heritage and keeping their country and chasing out the bad guy. But I don't know what's happened that people feel it's not worth the cause, and it's easier to pack your bags and leave and go elsewhere. It's kinda, I scratch my head on this one, why people wouldn't fight to defend their way of living, their country. Why wouldn't they fight? I don't understand that.
Yeah, because they're under obligation. Some of them, they're under oath. Others, and they're under affirmation, yet others. Right. And that's an eternal thing that you swore. And, you know, it's really heartbreaking to see these future generations, and even my own, not having been properly educated and having to start from scratch and go back to Ezra Pound and Eustace Mullins and but it's been a good learning experience.
Dr. Kelly, stay on the line here. We're going to do a quick commercial break. Come back to Dr. Kelly out there in Northern California. Listen to Off the Beaten Path.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And we are back. Time is flying by where we're having so much fun talking with Dr. Kelly in Northern California. She's giving her insight here, what's going on with this caravan. And go ahead and finish up, Dr. Kelly.
And so I'm just grateful. I mean, it's really an incredible situation to have to face and to deal with. And so I was, you know, just praying, send in the Marines, you know, send in the militia, because it appeared, you know, and I haven't seen any visual stuff, just audio on the radio, and it's a dire situation. And so I'm grateful that we do have someone in the executive office who is not a bar attorney, who has a foreign allegiance and a title of nobility, you know, as goes against the original 13th Amendment from 1811. Mm-hmm. And I'm just grateful that there are folks like you teaching the truth, and that if people are ready, willing, and able to read and to write and to call the toll-free Capitol switchboard number that is readily available, it's a way to make changes. You know, they were able to cut off the illegal aliens from all of the welfare, from the food stamps, from the education, and from all of the plunder that they were visiting upon, you know, the great Texas Republic there. And I'm going to reach out to my good state senator and see if I can't do the same. I put a Band-Aid over Sacramento to try to stop the hemorrhage, and it's already starting to fall off.
Yeah, I know what you're saying here. You know, I can't wait till November 6th is over. Dr. Kelly, I am so sick and tired of the lies. I'm tired. You know, why is it the bad element flocks to politics like flies to a cow patty? I kid you not. We always seem to get the worst of the worst. And we end up being those situations where we go, I'm voting for the lesser of two evils. How many times do I hear that? I'm voting for the lesser of two evils.
There weren't even options on the ballot here. There weren't options. There were several. There's some kind of law that was passed, and now there are only two choices. And in several, you know, there were only Democrats, and I can't do it. Right. I write in, you know, if people don't return my calls, I'll probably write your name in for one of these offices.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, I've been to plenty of town councils meetings in Santa Rosa, and where I actually left fearing that I would be attacked. This is how serious this is. I went there with the illegal immigration thing a while back in Santa Rosa about a year ago, and I actually said to my friend, I said, we need to stay together when we leave here. When I speak and you speak, we need to leave together. This is how serious it is. I was worried about my car being vandalized. I was worried about me being attacked. And I don't quite understand why. This is not rocket science. We have laws. We have laws on the books, but we decide somewhere along the way we are not going to enforce our laws on the books. There's a $10,000 fine for every infraction for hiring an illegal alien. I worked part-time in the wine industry in the Northern California area. Most of their employees, the people picking the grapes, are illegals. They come here, they make money, they stay here, they send it back to Mexico. There's a huge problem, and nobody is enforcing the rule of law. So why do we have laws? Why do we have laws on the books at all? We have laws on the books to enforce the laws because it's to protect the people's interests, whether it's a safety interest or it's a financial interest. We have laws on the books for an interest that benefits the majority of the people. Here we have laws that we aren't going to enforce. And I can't find anybody in politics who will address why we will not follow that law. If you enforce the law, the fine law on employers, they won't hire illegals. There'll be no reason to come here. You remove the incentive. You actually stop the problem completely. You halt it altogether. And I can't find anybody who said, yes, we need to do that and push for following the law and stop this nonsense. Can't find anybody.
Yeah, there are too few good men and women speaking out and teaching and educating their posterity onto, you know, what are your rights, how do you exercise them, and how do you actually prosecute? How do you become the prosecutor and the one at the helm, you know, running the situation or the case? I mean, it's ridiculous. We have 58 county grand juries, and I've tried to address the issue of the electronic communication device prohibition. I sent that to the training, to the publisher, to the staff, and I was like, hey, there's a huge issue here. There is surveillance and monitoring, Stingray devices, and Wi-Fi routers in the jury deliberation rooms.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's ridiculous. You know, we need justice. We, the people, you need to videotape when you do go and do a presentation and do your public comment. And do it with a friend. Don't ever go out there alone. You need the buddy system. And thank you for coming to Northern California and doing that work and speaking out.
Well, I tell you what. I'm sorry I didn't meet you. You know, I met Ron McDonald through John, because Ron actually lived 20 miles from my house. So it was nice to get to know him. I miss the guy. I want to get him back here, and I'm not sure what's happening there. He's still under the radar. I'm not sure what's going on with Ron McDonald. We need to back his. We need his legal mind back here to challenge him a little bit, because we're talking about a lot of issues he would definitely be able to chime in on. And I'm sorry I didn't get to meet you living out there in Northern California.
Oh, that's okay. I've been kind of out in the woods just trying to work behind the scenes and, not draw any attention to myself, just to the issues, and have called the congressman and said, hey, this is your opportunity to shine as bright as you possibly can and to serve the people. Let's call an end to the stratospheric geoengineering and the chemtrails. Let's get rid of genetic modified organisms. Let's quit adding poisons to the water. And let's get rid of the smart meters and the cell towers, and then we can sleep in heavenly peace again.
Yeah. You know, I got a funny feeling you and I may have bumped heads one time before. I didn't know your name at the time. I believe you attended an Eagle Forum meeting before in Santa Rosa, correct?
Oh, I wish. I was there in prayer and in spirit, and maybe one of these days I'll be able to host a little barbecue right here in my backyard.
There you go. I appreciate you. Thank you very much, Dr. Kelly.
Have a good one.
Thank you. We're going to go back to the phones. Fred in Iowa, what's on your mind?
Are you talking to Fred?
Yes, I'm talking to you, Fred.
Yeah, I didn't hear my name. I'm pretty helped up and excited, and I hope I have time to get it all out.
Get it out. Go for it. Purge.
Dr. Kelly just covered one hell of a lot of good information. Now, the church that I belong to and everything, anyhow, they're in the Republic of the Congo drilling water well, and one of the missionaries took in a lot of seed. All right, as Kelly said, you know, help the people there. And then you brought up the question, well, why don't these people try to change their government?
Right.
Well, just think for a minute. We have a corrupt, and I'll go so far to say, a treasonous government. Mm-hmm. All right, we in America have substantial incomes, an educated mass of people, and we cannot change our government. And what I mean by change is bringing it back to the Constitution. Now, if we can't do it in a Western nation, and supposedly the strongest economy and nation in the world, how in the hell can a third world country change their government? And the reason is all of the governments are corrupted. Now, you brought up a hell of a salient point. It is absurd. It is stupid to build a wall. All we have to do, as you say, is to administer the laws on the books. All we have to do is take a stick and draw a line in the sand at the border, and any employer that hires an illegal alien, he is fined or, better yet, incarcerated. Just as simple as that. Okay, look at our educated nation. Our people eat fairly well, and supposedly they are informed. I could explain that, and it maybe takes too much time. But if we cannot change our government, get our Constitution back, how in the hell do we expect other countries to do it? And I think that covers it for me. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you, Fred. Appreciate it. I think we are going to be able to take it back, but it's going to happen under an economic collapse. That's the only way it can happen. When we hit rock bottom, an economic collapse. We saw a little bit last week with the stock market playing its little games of I'm not sure when they're going to let it tank. I really don't. Quantitative easing and plunge protection, I'm not sure when they're going to actually say that's it. I've been scratching my head on this whole thing. We keep hearing the numbers 3.7 now, 3.9, 3.7 unemployment in this country. That's a farce. It's a lie. It's a huge lie. It's a huge lie. That's all there is to it. The Sears out here where I'm at is nearly going under. They're Chapter 11 now. JCPenney's right behind them. Many Walmart's closing. Sam's closed 65 stores last year. Target closing stores. This is not a booming economy. Okay. If you saw a true 3.7%, 3.7% unemployment, if that was true, don't you think people would be out there buying? We've been told this same lie over and over every year around the same time before the Christmas holiday. Basically to tell, hey, it's great out there. Don't worry about it. Just charge it, put it on your card, and go buy something. Help the economy. Well, it's not working. It's not working. We're going to be looking at another dismal retail Christmas year. Now, how are they going to explain that? Ask these questions. These are the questions, the logical questions you should be asking. I'm asking, if it's truly 3.7% unemployment, that means more people are working. That means more people have money to spend on the things they want, goods and services. Yet, this will be the fourth or maybe even fifth year of a poor retail Christmas year. Explain that to me. Low unemployment, people aren't spending, and we're told everything is good. No, it's not. This government, this appears to be a government, an economy that has to be based on, to survive, it has to be based on fear and war. That's it. It's because we have no real manufacturing. Every time I go to the store, I'm always flipping over something. If I have to buy something, where's it made? Where's it made? It's not made here. It's made in China, Indonesia, made elsewhere, Vietnam, Peru. I'm finding labels I've never seen before, Kenya. I'm saying, what do we make here? What do we make? We don't. So how can you survive? How can you continue to be a world power, a superpower, when you really don't make anything? You really don't. You're a nation of services. I called AT&T one time, a problem with a cell phone. Where did I call? I called Bombay, India. I didn't even call a customer service station in my own country. I called another country because they'd outsourced the business to another country where they got cheap labor. We got high student debt, a housing bubble, it's going to pop again sooner or later, the auto loan bubble, it's going to pop. So the only way, Fred, I think we can actually bring back our government the way it should be following the Constitution is to have a full-blown economic collapse. And with that message, I'm going to tell you, you better prepare. And I'm being a prepper here. I'm not being a conspiracy theorist. Having enough supplies to take care of yourself and your family. Having enough goods to survive the economic meltdown. It's coming. I saw 1,300 points last week. Then it rebounded a little bit. It's going to happen. The stock market is overvalued. It's hyperinflated. It is not what it really appears to be. There are so many Enrons out there, I can't tell you, but there are a ton of them out there. And we remember how Enron turned out. How many people lost their retirement? How many people lost their lives, their financial life over Enron? Scary. Scary stuff. So be prepared. Make sure you start stocking up some supplies right now. Be prepared. Never be in that situation where you have to rely on the federal government to take care of you, because once you do that, they own you. You are a dependent of them. You have to follow their rules. You have to do what they say. You have to roll up your arm and take your mandatory vaccine, because you are a dependent. You cannot take care of yourself. When you can take care of yourself, you are in control of who you are as a person. Don't forget that. All right, well, we got the elections coming up on November 6th. That's Tuesday out here in Florida. Bad candidates everywhere I look. The signs popping up in yards. I can't wait till all this stuff is out of my sight and hear the complaint about a garage sale sign. And you've got 10 signs for a politician up and down the street. I'm sick and tired of it. Like I said before, it always seems to be that politics brings in the bad element, the corrupt element, the criminal element. It's like a fly being drawn to a cow patty, a stinky cow patty. Seems to bring out the worst. We'll finish it up here. 10 more minutes to go. This is Off the Beaten Path. Steve Elkins here.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are back. You know, I gave you some recommendations and some suggestions about preparing for the hard times, the economic hard times. And I'm working on trying to find somebody, a representative for a food storage kind of situation here for preparing for emergencies to come on the show and talk about this. Every one of you should be prepared for an economic collapse. And we're not talking a couple days or a week like the electricity is gone. We're talking about some long-term stuff here and being able to take care of yourself and survive and not have to rely on somebody else or the government. And I talked about, you know, having enough dry goods in my house and, you know, like powdered milk and things you need, beans and rice and things you need that to survive and give you enough protein source and things you need to survive. And having a generator, making sure you have fuel for your generator, which I had a friend in Tallahassee, Florida, who just found out with this last little hurricane that that's Ann. I love her dearly. She's a good friend, but she's a little on the scatterbrained side. When she has a generator and has no gas, and later on she said she had gas and it just didn't work, so it's just sitting there getting rusty. But the point is, be prepared. Always be prepared. There's nothing wrong with being prepared. And if you have to use it, you rely on it, then you're you're doing really well. So buying the right goods, supplying yourself, storage, and please don't tell the world and advertise to the world that you have all these goods. The dark side of the human element will come and take what it wants and what it needs to survive. I always tell people, store goods. Be very private about it. Don't advertise it. And that's the way it should be. Also, have a firearm in your home and make sure you always have ammunition for your firearm. Like I said, the human element, the dark side will surface in an economic collapse. And if it's severe enough, they will take what they want. And you're going to have to protect yourself and your belongings, your supplies. So be smart about it. Don't, store it. Don't tell anybody about it. Just keep it to yourself. There you go. It's my little 2 cents on surviving an economic collapse. And I'm still going to work on trying to find somebody. I put a couple emails out there to a couple manufacturers of this on this topic, but I haven't got any word back whether they may think I'm just a cougar or something. But no, I think, it's always good to be prepared for an emergency. Like I said, I don't want to rely on anybody else but myself. We saw what happened at Katrina. It didn't work. And a lot of crimes, a lot of things happen, bad things happen in Katrina. My wife asked me the other day, we were talking about this mob of people that are coming into the country, trying to get into the country. Like I said, this is a make or break situation for President Donald Trump. If he's successful and pushes them back, he will see 2020 if he does. If he does not, he can kiss off 2020. It's not going to happen. That completes our show tonight. I will see you back in the studio tomorrow night with Mr. John Stadmiller on his show, The National Answer Report. Health happens and safe travels. We will talk again.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.